door is open, the welcome mat is out, and this is It's All About Relationships on Vivid Life Radio. My name is Edie Weinstein, and together we'll be exploring what relationships are really all about. Sometimes they're light and playful, sometimes messy and challenging. Our guests are transformational teachers and authors, artists and musicians in this realm that makes life so sweet. So sit back and relax and enjoy the ride.
Welcome to It's All About Relationships. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein, and I'm bringing to you a very special guest this week, someone who I've not yet met, but I think would be a lot of fun to sit and chat with, and we're going to have an opportunity to do that momentarily. The music that ushers us into the show is called Only You, and it was written by my friends Rick Danzine and Deborah Lee of Lyra Project. Their website is lyraproject.com. So I have a question for you. Why should you live like a fruit fly? My guest, Gabe Berman, is going to share shortly why that is such a brilliant idea. He's a native New Yorker who lived in South Florida for a while after he graduated from the University of Miami. He had an epiphany, and I love that word. That's such a magical word for me. He's got a passion, and he followed a trail of breadcrumbs that led him out of corporate America and into a writing career. He used to write for the Miami Herald, and he's now a blogger for Allen.com. He's got his own blog site, and he also has a website based on his solid belief that I share as well in miracles. It's called DoYouNeedAMiracle.com. My guest is Gabe Berman. Welcome to the show, Gabe.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me on the air.
Oh, my pleasure. So the subtitle of your book, Live Like a Fruit Fly, is The Secret Everybody Knows. What's that secret?
Well, the secret is, well, I'm not going to give it away. Everybody has to just read the book, the interview.
Okay,
the secret is that you're dying. And as ugly as that sounds for a self-help book, it's the truth. And we always just pretend that it's not happening. And we just, you know, it's kind of like Groundhog's Day, the movie, like one day leads into the next, leads into the next, and not too much changes. But we're getting closer and closer to the end. So I wrote that book, the idea of the book and of the subtitle is The Secret You Already Know, because I was sitting in some awful office in corporate America, and I was just like, life is just passing by. I need to get out of here, and I need to just really start following my gut. So I need to start living like a fruit fly, because I knew fruit flies die, and, you know, the average lifespan is about 10 days. So I wanted to, and our life seems so, we have 80 whatever years, but that, as we all know, just disappears. And as we get older, for some bizarre quantum reason, it seems like the clock speeds up as we get older. So we just need to get to what we love, because the truth is, it's going to all be over.
Mm-hmm. And what I loved about the book, and as you said that, I get goosebumps, and goosebumps are my truth barometer. One of the things I loved about the book is that when you started speaking, and I heard it as speaking, I heard a voice speaking, not just words on a piece of paper. You were 4 years old, and you were feeding cheese to your dog, and then you blinked, and you were in high school, or you're graduating high school, and then you blinked, and you were 30. And then, you think, I'm going to blink again, and I'll be 60. Is that what life feels like to you sometimes?
It does. It just happened about 2 hours ago. I was watching the movie Whiplash, and in the beginning, he's walking through his dorm, and he's just looking around at the girls, and he's going to his room, and I'm like, that was yesterday for me, and where did all of that go? And here I am, mm-hmm. like 42 years old, which doesn't sound old if you're 50 or 80, but I was just 19, and I was just like that kid, and like had the whole universe in front of me, and now here I am. I mean, I'm talking like I'm stuck in jail, which I'm not. Well, as far as mm-hmm. you know, but
right.
I'm actually in Rikers Cell 3B. So it's just that.
I was going to say there was no warden fielding the phone call. We got directly through to you, so I know you're not in jail.
So it just disappears, and then you really have to take time to like take time and keep it slow mm-hmm. when you can.
Mm-hmm. So how do you do that, and how do you encourage other people to do that?
Well, for me, it was just I've always complained about wanting to be a writer ever since I was little, and I would never write because why should you write if there's no chance of getting published? But by a string of miracles, I finally got published, but it only happened because I forced myself to just start writing. And I still had all these jobs at the same time until I was getting paid to write, but the point is that I actually just got out there and did it. So many people are like, you write a book? I'd love to write a book. I'm like, what page do you want? And they never start. And you just don't know where just starting will lead you. I think I wrote this in the sequel to Fruit Fly that may or may not ever come out. But I was talking about, like, if you know you're like this little kid and there's no way that you can make a professional baseball team or football team, but you still feel it in your heart that you have to, like, you have to, even if everyone makes fun of you. But then you get to the tryouts and everyone laughs at you and you're kicked off the first tryout, but you might bump into somebody who may inspire you to go to medical school, and then you cure cancer. Like, you never know where this leads, but unless you follow your heart, you won't get anywhere except, like, bored and dead anyway, so you might as well keep on going. And I call that in my book breadcrumbs. Like, you have to follow this trail of breadcrumbs. And then once you start following this trail of breadcrumbs, it feels to me that the universe starts leaving you more breadcrumbs. Mm-hmm. So you just keep on picking them up until you get somewhere.
Right, well, that I call it the Hansel and Gretel breadcrumb trail. And what I do is I work the clock backwards. I say, okay, I'm talking to you right now. And the reason I'm talking to you is because I connected with the producer of my show, Shane. And the reason I connected with Shane is because I got on Facebook. And the reason I got on, you know, and I go all the way back there. And the reason I'm doing a radio show is that I'm a communicator. And I became a communicator because I started talking at 6 months. And my mother used to say I never stopped. So you can look back on everything that's ever happened, even the messy stuff, and say that's what led me to this.
Yeah, it's like the butterfly effect in reverse. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So were there things that you experienced that had you growling and shaking your head and saying, oh, this sucks, this isn't fair, but in retrospect you can say it may have been one of the best things that ever happened to you?
100%. If I was in love with my corporate job, or not in love, if I was not in hate with it, then I never would have written the book. I just would have been like, yeah, I'll sit there and I'll let them pay me and I'll do a little bit of work and I'll check my email every 5 seconds and I'll do this for the rest of my life until we'll see what happens next. There's no way. Then, you know, if you go the butterfly effect, then you and I would not be speaking at this moment. Who knows where I would be right now? I mean, I could be the CEO of a company or I could be dead. Like, you don't know. So I'm very grateful for all of the trials and tribulations, because you always have to put those words together. Mm-hmm. And that led me here. And there's a friend of mine who I actually write about in my book, my friend Rob, and he used to get so pissed when he didn't get a job, or if the interview went so well, but then he didn't get it. And I get that. Like, I understand. But I'm always like, you don't know where this is going to lead you. Thank God you didn't get this job, or thank God you didn't get this girl, because now look. So you just have to it's tough in this situation to keep your hope up like that, or just keep that in the back of your mind. But it definitely helps out.
Well, what reminds you when you hit that wall, when there are times when you have what I call spiritual amnesia and you forget that it's all in alignment?
It sounds pretty awful, but the truth is I became like extra enlightened on the day when I thought of these three words: I don't care. Like, it hits me for a second, then I realize, like, I don't care. Yeah. Like, this is nothing. This means absolutely nothing, and it's just going to be okay. But sometimes you have to breathe through it or meditate through it or do whatever you have to do, but you know, why isn't she calling back? Yeah, whatever. Who cares? It's just going to be okay. And if it's not, then you roll with it then. Like, I really always remember that this doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
Unless it does mean something. And then if it does mean something, and if it's awful, you can either deal with it like heroically or deal with it as a victim. And that's a whole other story. But, you know, there are times when things really do mean something. Well, like, this is the epitome of a fruit fly moment where I need to, like, be an example for everybody and really, like, live in this moment.
Mm-hmm. So was there a time when you lived as if forever would never arrive, and you lived in fear that, you know, nothing's ever going to change, everything is going to stay the way it is, or it's going to get worse? Did you go through that?
I really have that fear underneath me all the time, and I'm learning to accept it a little bit, because maybe it's some sort of, like, reminder that you're still in a body and you're still here and you're not walking on water, so you might as well just keep on playing the game. But I don't think it's a blessing and it's a curse. I've never been one to be like, oh, this is the greatest and everything's going to be so beautiful and I'll be a freshman in college at University of Miami for the rest of my life. Like, I knew that this was going to end and I needed to take a seat back and, like, really absorb this moment of this isn't here forever. So I'm lucky that I have that, but then again, maybe not so lucky, because I always knew in the back of my head, like, this is not going to last forever. I better, like, really soak it up.
So is there a difference in your mind between living in the moment and living for the moment?
That is quite a question. Is there a difference between living in the moment and for
the moment? Yeah. I mean, I can tell you what I mean by that, if that would help.
Well, I think I know what you mean, but when I get to that point, I'm really, like, I'm going to have to answer this like I do my writing. I try not to intellectualize that too much. I just, when I try to intellectualize too much, I feel like things stop, and I try to just sit there and let the universe go through me instead of, like, trying to really control it, because it seems like the only control I know that I have is completely, like, giving up control. So...
Mm-hmm.
I do hear what you're saying, but maybe it's a bit of both, and that's why I don't have an exact answer.
Yeah. Well, I think when I ask that, it's, you know, when I think of living in the moment, it's fully present here and now. Living for the moment to me feels reckless and, you know, like, what the heck, I'm just going to do whatever, you know, whatever comes up and let the chips fall where they may. And, yeah, there's some people that do both. I guess both are equally, you know, equally valid. The first one feels a little safer for me, though. I think, okay, I'm here and now. And just focusing, you know, focusing on that moment. Now, as we come close to our break, I want people to be able to find you. So where, how can they find you, and what will they find on your website?
Rikers Island, site 3B. No, you can find me, you could just, the easiest, just email me directly, gabeberman@gmail.com. But you can go to doyouneedamiracle.com. You can go to Amazon and just type in my name, Gabe Berman, or Live Like a Fruit Fly, or my blog, which you can just check out my stuff before you actually have to trade your money for my writing, is ohmygabe.com, which is omgabe.com.
That's a very clever name.
Well, thank you.
And people will, you're welcome. And I can tell you that people will love this book. And I told you when I spoke with you a couple weeks ago that I love the book so much that I took it to the gym with me, and it got water spilled all over it. So it looks like a fruit fly that really had a blast on the way out, I have to tell you.
And people are like, wow, she must really love that book. She read it 50 times. Like, no, I just spilled water on it.
No, actually, I read it three times. And then, you know, and I did spill water all over it, and the pages got stuck together, you know, but it had a very happy life, and I could still read it. It's still legible. So, we're coming up on break, folks. And after the break, we're going to be talking about miracles, one of my favorite topics. So catch you on the other side.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
It's all about relationships on Vivid Life Radio. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein, and I'll be with you every Thursday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.vividlife.me. Join me and a growing gathering of friends worldwide.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Welcome back to the next portion of It's All About Relationships. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein, and we've been talking to Gabe Berman, author of Live Like a Fruit Fly. And in the first part of the show, we were talking about what that means, how to live full out, how to engage in your passions. We're going to, and I think this is a passion too, we're going to talk about miracles. Gabe, what is, in your mind, what is a miracle?
Well, I go from the Einstein quote is that everything is a miracle or nothing is a miracle. And, of course, I botched that quote, but I'm somewhere in the ballpark of what it is. I just chose to, or maybe it was chosen for me, that I just look at most of life or all of life as a complete miracle. And when things unfold miraculously, I usually just say, yeah, of course. Like, that's, of course, the way it happened. And I'm completely shocked when things don't work out miraculously. But then I remember, kind of like what we were talking about before, that this is just the way it had to happen. And maybe that was part of the miracle, and who knows where that will lead with the bullet butterfly effect.
Oh, absolutely. So as a result of that, you created a website called Do You Need a Miracle? Can you share about a bit about that?
Yeah, since I don't even know how long, going way back, someone's like, oh, my God, did you hear what happened to whoever? And I said, yeah, they'll be fine. And then I just do this little inside talking to myself thing that I do, and then things sometimes turn out to be okay, or more than sometimes. So about 5 years ago, I started posting on Facebook, do you need a miracle, just those words. And then people would contact me, and so someone would make jokes about it, or just like contact me privately. And then after a couple of emails back and forth, we whittled it down, and more times than not, miracles unfolded for people. And I always wanted to put up a website and really get official about this, but I didn't know how to charge or to ask people, because I know there are psychic healers out there, and I didn't know if I wanted to label myself as that. So I said, screw it. It's time to put the website out. Too many people need help, and too many people are being helped that others, you know, should hear about this too. So I just said, you know, if you want to make a donation to me, that's great, but whoever's out there, let's just do this. And doyouneedamiracle.com, and remarkable things have happened since.
What have you witnessed happening?
Anything from complete healings to, like, physical healings to emotional healings to people being stuck in foreign countries, being able to get out after speaking with me back and forth. And I know that sounds ridiculous, and if I was listening to your show, I'd probably hang up on it right now or just cancel it. But it happens, and I'm not going to take credit for it, but I'm just playing my role in however this thing is supposed to unfold. But I've seen miraculous things. So if people want to go to doyouneedamiracle.com and just read the testimonials, they are real. And that's all I can say about it.
Yeah, well, I absolutely believe in that. You know, for me, and I've been a student of A Course in Miracles since the 1980s, and for me, miracles aren't, you know, lightning flashes across the sky and bells and whistles and fireworks. They call it a shift in perception. So if we look at things differently, then everything changes. And a lot of teachers, you know, writers, teachers, spiritual guides, if you want to call it that, believe that. So in my mind, there is nothing cosmic foo-foo about it at all.
Well, it's complete science, too, because the viewer does change what's viewed. I mean, that is physics. It's just proven. It's just the way it is. Like, there is no motion until you're really without the viewer. And you don't. It's one of those things, like, I know it, but from people's like, I don't believe that. It's like saying I don't believe in gravity. Like, go jump off a building, man. Like, it is not some theory. It is just the way it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, sometimes a miracle is that things don't work out the way we think, in quotes, they're supposed to. Sometimes the greatest miracles come from the greatest tragedies, or what we call tragedy. And, you know, when people die, sometimes it's a miracle that they're not suffering. When, you know, a relationship changes, shifts, ends, it leaves room for something even grander to happen. Now, this is, again, might feel like woo-woo for some people. Do you listen to what I call the voice of spirit, intuition, you know, when you do the work that you do, whether it's the, you know, do you need a miracle, or you're writing, or you're speaking, do you listen to that inner voice?
I do, but it sounds exactly like my voice, and it's that little thing behind your ear or in your gut that tells you, it kind of tells you, it's like one of those things like you should cross the street here because you don't know where that alley leads. Like, it's one of those things that I have to listen to. And I don't think a lot of people, or I don't think enough people listen to that voice, because you can just tell by how much trouble everybody's in all the time. They're definitely not listening to their guts. And I listen to my gut when I'm helping people with like the miracle thing or when I'm writing. I don't care if no one will ever read what I'm writing. I just know that I can't allow myself to write a sentence that doesn't gel with that inner voice. So sometimes it can take me an entire day to write a paragraph because it needs to be exactly the way it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm guessing, like me, you have a very active muse that guides you when you write. It says, okay, write this, type that, say this.
Yes, but I would always say that the muse is me. Yeah, it's that listening.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that you talk about in the book is the idea of impermanence. How can we accept our mortality, our impermanence, and still enjoy life to the fullest? When we've got life on one side, death on the other side of us. How do we do that?
The beautiful thing is that no one needs to try to accept it because it's just going to happen. Mm-hmm. So you can just be okay with it's just going to happen. I remember when Maya Angelou died, I'm like, oh my God, everyone's like, do you believe? Yeah, of course I believe. She was old and this happens. It's not fun and I'm not happy about it, but this is the way things unfold. And sometimes it unfolds too early for us, and sometimes I can't believe how beautifully long someone's life could be. My grandma's 93 and she still smokes like 400 packs of cigarettes a day.
Oh,
but I think it's the cigarettes and the garlic and complaining to me, which is keeping her alive. But you just have to kind of just keep that in the back of your mind. It's like what I say in the book is memento mori, which is remember your death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you just remember that, things you just can kind of say, you know what, this doesn't matter. I'm going to just follow what I want to do just keep it for the best case scenario for all involved. Because you definitely don't want to be selfish or greedy about it.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a bucket list? Do you have things that you still want to do in your life before you kick the bucket, before your wings stop flapping?
I don't have a bucket list. I said in college there's only two things that I wanted to do. Learn how to play Blackbird by the Beatles on guitar, which I mastered, and have a book published. And now that has changed into, I really like that book to be a bestseller, so we'll see which way that goes.
Okay.
But I'm really not a planner. I would definitely like to have more, having more fun would be on my bucket list, so hopefully heading in that direction.
So what would fun look like for you? Well, we've got 2 minutes before we come to close, so if you want to share what would be fun for you and then maybe a tidbit of wisdom, additional wisdom, that would be grand.
What would be fun for me is I can sit in the same place forever and just get down to having more acceptance and more surrender and more smiles, more genuine smiles, and I wouldn't have to go anywhere. And I think that it would also be my tidbit is just to beg people to figure out a way to be more okay with themselves and more accepting with others around them and to really just be as kind as possible just to make this trip here a little bit more smooth for all of us because it's so difficult, as we know, just to be alive sometimes and we can kind of make it easier for each other. So that and maybe some more skiing would be fun too.
Well, the weather being the way it is on our coast here, skiing is probably not out of the question.
Well, I would go skiing, but I can't even open my door to get outside to go skiing. So.
Oh, no. Well, Gabe, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And once again, people can find you through
Facebook, Gabe Berman, Twitter, Gabe Berman, omgabe.com, livelikeafruitfly.com, or Amazon, or or you can just Google me, old school.
Okay, and definitely get the book. It's an amazing, amazing book. And be careful around water. It doesn't turn into a gremlin, thank goodness. I appreciated that. So thank you so much for being on my show.
And thanks for your time.
My pleasure. And folks, next week my guest is going to be Dee Wallace. That name sounds familiar. It's because she played the mom in E.T., and I had the extreme joy of meeting her a few months ago when she came to my area to speak, and she's going to be on a guest on the show next week. And we're going to be talking about self-love and conscious creation. So until next week, again, this is Edie Weinstein on It's All About Relationships, and I thank you, I bless you, I love you, namaste.
Thank you for joining us here on It's All About Relationships on Vivid Life Radio, opening your heart and mind to the possibilities that are there for you to create a life that is filled with love. Until next week, wishing you healthy and fulfilling relationships and sending hugs from here.
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.